Breitbart Business Digest, The Long and Sticky Road to 2% Inflation. By John Carney on June 26, 2024. The Fed's Era of Errors. Wall Street and the Federal Reserve have been wrong about a lot of things over the last few years. And now it looks like they're going to be wrong about how long inflation will stay high. Our Era of Errors begins in 2021, when the Fed and Wall Street's economists saw the inflationary surge as transitory. 2 years later, the Fed's economists and its own officials largely agreed with the financial sector's view that a recession was pretty much inevitable. More recently, Fed officials projected 3 rate cuts this year and Wall Street forecast 5, only to see those forecasts dashed by resurgent inflation in the first quarter of this year. Currently, Federal Reserve officials, brimming with what looks like optimism to us, foresee inflation easing over the next 2 years, targeting a return to their coveted 2% mark by 2026. Wall Street sees this as unrealistically pessimistic and is clamoring for a rate cut as soon as possible lest the Fed fall behind the curve. Driving forces behind forecasts. If you peel back the flashy macroeconomic talk, what's driving these forecasts is the idea that higher inflation was almost entirely the result of particular factors, such as fiscal excess, overly long monetary accommodation, supply chain problems, an unbalanced labor market, excess savings, and rising energy costs, that are now in the past. With these out of the way, the argument goes, inflation should just float down to the 2% target. But these rosy outlooks face a stark reality check from Randall Verbrugg, a senior research economist at the Cleveland Fed. In a recent paper, Verbrugg argues that achieving the 2% target will likely stretch well beyond the Fed's timeline due to inflation's intrinsic stickiness. According to Verbrugg's model, we should expect inflation to linger around 2.7% by mid-2025, and only marginally above 2% by mid-2027. Verbrugg's paper distinguishes between two types of forces behind persistent inflation. On the one side, there are extrinsic forces such as an overheated labor market or supply shocks, the sort of things the rate cut enthusiasts say are now in the rearview mirror. On the other hand, there are intrinsic inflationary forces driven by how people form future expectations, set prices, and demand wages. One pertinent theoretical mechanism is that high inflation makes workers more likely to realize that their wage growth has not kept pace with inflation, and thus they are more likely to demand wage increases in response to recent inflation. This series of realization and demand can ignite a wage-price spiral, Verbrugg writes, emphasis added. Consumer sentiment's role. In this context, it is useful to recall that inflation now weighs much more heavily on consumer sentiment than it did pre-pandemic, according to a recent paper by Joanne Hsu, the director of the University of Michigan's widely followed survey of consumers. Even as inflation has waned, consumers continue to spontaneously comment on the negative impact of high prices on their lives, Hsu writes. From a traditional monetary policy view, this is not that alarming because the negative perceptions of inflation have not translated into persistently high inflation expectations. Even as high prices, particularly gasoline and food, continue to weigh on consumers' experiences in the economy in a way that appears unique, inflation expectations have eased through the end of 2023 in ways that are consistent with the slowdown in realized inflation, Hsu writes. But from the perspective of Verbrugg's analysis, it may be the experience of inflation that matters more for inflation's staying power than the expectations traditionally seen as important. Right now, inflation appears to be propped up by a high level of intrinsic persistence, according to Verbrugg. Inflation doesn't rapidly return to 2% without external or intrinsic pressures, Verbrugg said in an interview with MarketWatch's Vivian Luchen. It trudges back, not zooms, highlighting the challenge ahead for the Fed. Absent some kind of extrinsic disinflationary shock, such as a productivity boom, a favorable supply shock, or a recession, it's likely that getting inflation down all the way to 2%, the last half mile, in Verbrugg's words, is likely to take several years.